Hojaba Shinwari has been portraying his country through political cartoons for a quarter century. He's spent most of that time outside his native Afghanistan, but his homeland is never far from his mind. Shinwari's cartoons are published in Afghan newspapers and posted online. They're generally pretty dark, but Shinwari says don't call him a pessimist.
Actually, I'm not only drawing very dark and unhappy cartoons, because I'm trying to be in my life to be a very happy person. But being happy, it doesn't mean that all the surrounding people are happy. If you look around us, we see that we are living in a very troubled time. And I was very fortunate that I live in a little bit better situation, that I didn't experience all the suffering and the pain by myself. But it doesn't mean that I forget what's happening in my homeland in Afghanistan.
You left Kabul. You were born in Kabul. You left Afghanistan in the early 90s, and you eventually moved to Canada, and now we're speaking to you in Prague. You're living in Czechoslovakia. I'm sure you're asked a lot how you're able to portray the reality of Afghanistan when you don't live there anymore. What do you say?
I actually, in my heart and my mind, I never left Afghanistan. Afghanistan still exists in my mind and my heart. And each night that I'm dreaming, my dreaming always is happening in Afghanistan. And also, the world is getting very small. And what's happening in this world of information and communication, you are getting more information sometimes outside than inside.
If I might be able to interject here, I'm wondering, who is your audience when you're sitting down to draw? Are you drawing specifically for Afghans?
I don't think so, because our planet is getting very smaller and smaller every day. And the expression of global villages, I think, today is the best describe of our planet. Whatever I'm drawing, I'm not thinking only about the people of Afghanistan. I'm thinking about everybody else that can see my pictures. I love people of Afghanistan as much as I love the people that are suffering in Africa or in Latin America or in Asia or anywhere else on this planet. And also in my cartoons, you will find the subject that belongs to all of us, like nature, like peace, like this planet.
On January 20th, here in the U.S., we're going to have a new administration come into the White House. And that administration's calling for a dramatic increase in troops in Afghanistan. U.S. strategy there is changing, with leaders arming local Afghan militias. I'm wondering if you imagine a very different situation in Afghanistan this coming year. In other words, do you see yourself drawing on different themes?
I think the night that Mr. Obama was elected, for me, it was like a glory of democracy. And I'm looking at Mr. Obama as a great man of honor and as a person with a dream. And I shared this dream with him. But I think whatever this policy would be, I am not a politician. I'm an artist. But whatever this policy would be, as Mr. Obama said, America is not powerful with the guns. It's powerful with democracy, with humanity. And I hope people of Afghanistan, besides having more troops over there, they should feel care of a friend that love these people, respect these people, and try to understand these people, try to understand the traditions, try to understand the culture, try to understand the way of life. And I don't think so that only having troops over there will solve this problem, because until the people of Afghanistan don't see the difference in their life, they don't see something on their table, they don't see jobs, they don't see their kids going to school, I think it's going to be a very difficult job to accomplish in Afghanistan.
Afghan cartoonist Hojaba Shinwari, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.